Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
15442.
15442. Thank you. First and last name?
Jacqueline LaRue.
Do you have an order with us?
That's what I'm calling. I see a charge on my First National Bank account here. It's $69.97, and that phone number right by it is 877-305-7869. It says it was pre-authorized. Quality balance, and then it has ELI.
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We do have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. I am not pulling any order under your zip code with your first and last name. Your zip code is 15442, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And because I am trying with the phone number and it's giving me no results, my last option will be with your card information.
Okay.
And I'll need the first six and last four numbers of the card. If it pulls up that way, then I'll be more than happy to assist you. But if it doesn't, then we're not the company that's billing you.
Hold on. I got my card out. Okay, the card for this account. My debit card, right?
The card that was built.
Okay. 47. What do you need? The first four or the first eight?
First six and last eight.
Okay. First six. 4733 10. And the last eight is 7573 7563.
No, I need the first six and last four.
Oh. 4733 10.
Mm-hmm.
7563.
My system is searching. No results found with the card. 473310. That's the first six. Last four is 7563, correct?
Yes.
No results found at all.
Okay, well, is it under my daughter's on this account. Is it under Brianna Bailey?
The account would have pulled up even if the account was under a different first name with the card. There is no results found with your card.
All righty, then. I'll call my bank about it.
I do apologize about the inconvenience, but as well, thank you for calling customer care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.